This is the NCARB podcast, where you get an inside look at licensure, regulation, and the initiatives shaping the future of architectural practice. I'm your host, Andy McIntyre, Vice President of Marketing and Communications at NCARB. And this season, we're diving into Pathways to Practice, NCARB's multi-year effort to rethink how architects become licensed.
Architecture is the hardware to the software of life, right? It is fundamentally about that interaction, and it makes life easier if we have a built environment that works.
Across 8 episodes, we'll explore how licensure got to where it is today and where it needs to go next. We talk with architects, educators, regulators, and NCARB leaders about education, experience, and the exam, and why each of those pillars is evolving.
And that portion of school where you go from conceptual to real is also really challenging. It's not something you're really gently moved into. It's kind of like you're doing something that's flowy and crazy, and all of a sudden, wait, you actually have to make this work.
You'll hear how the NCARB competency standard was developed, how research is shaping future licensure models, and what a more flexible, competency-based approach could mean for candidates from a wide range of backgrounds.
So we've seen that in our data as the number of reciprocal licenses starts to decrease a little bit, but that number of individuals who are licensed holds steady.
We also tackle the big questions. Why does licensure look the way it does today? Where do candidates face the biggest barriers? And how can we expand access without lowering standards?
Not everybody fits into the same mold. And so having different pathways to licensure, I think, is really important.
Whether you're a licensure candidate, an educator, a firm leader, or a regulator, this season offers clarity, context, and transparency into one of the most important conversations facing the profession.
Does this requirement to complete all divisions of the exam place an unfair burden on any one group or other?
This is Pathways to Practice, only on the NCARB podcast. Please follow the link in the show notes, subscribe now, and join us as we explore the future of architectural licensure.
Hola, everyone, and welcome to another mini-sode of She Builds Charrettes. You might be surprised to see a new episode on a Sunday. As you know, She Builds Charrettes are episodes outside of the typical She Builds podcast format, yet usually we release them on a Tuesday. Right now we're on break, but the reason we're releasing an episode today, Sunday, June 26, 2022, is because it's my birthday! Yay! Anyone that knows me knows that I get really excited about my birthday and basically make June a month-long celebration. So to those of you that have to live through that with me, I'm sorry and thank you. But to you listening today, I wanted to celebrate with y'all by sharing 5 of my favorite things about She Builds podcasts and things that I think will be useful and inspiring to you as well. I thought about making it into a song, but I won't do that to you. Maybe next year. Okay, for this year, I will just share my list, starting with number 5, feeding the history junkie. I've always been super interested in history. It was one of my favorite subjects in school. In another multiverse, I'm probably a history teacher right now. So one of my favorite things is diving into the research and learning about the lives, work, struggles, and achievements of each lady we talk about. Now, that can be a problem because we try to produce a 30-minute episode, but usually I have a hard time condensing and editing my story to fit that time frame. I spend a ridiculous amount of time researching per episode, but I really do enjoy it. I've learned that it's okay to feed that inner junkie from time to time. So if you're a little nerd like me, let your nerd flag fly. You gotta do the healthy things that make you happy. And for me, that's all the research and all the resources. Which brings me to number 4. My number 4 favorite thing is finding resources. I absolutely love all the great, amazing work people and organizations are doing to make sure women have a place in history in our field. We've mentioned them before, but they're worth mentioning again and again so that you may have a chance to discover them too. I'll start with the International Archive of Women in Architecture, constantly working to document and disseminate as much work as possible of women in architecture. This year, I attended their symposium virtually and learned more about Julia Morgan's trials and tribulations with Hearst Castle. It was so interesting, and it really made me wish we would do another episode about Julia Morgan and add all this new information. We just might. Future episode alert, maybe. But yeah, the International Archive of Women in Architecture, IAWA, is constantly doing symposiums, sharing awards, all these different types of initiatives, just to make sure that we collect as much as work as possible from as many women in architecture. It's great. Another one that I really like is Un Día, Una Arquitecta. It's a blog in Spanish where they showcase one woman architect a day. There, I find hundreds of architects and so many women to learn from. It's amazing. I visit their website all the time. So thank you, Un Día, Una Arquitecta, for all that you do. Of course, I have to mention Madame Architect, the online magazine featuring interviews and celebrating women in all aspects of the industry. There, I often find information on our caryatids, and I get inspired in the ways women are shaping our profession and their careers. Oh, another good one is the Pioneering Women of American Architecture by the Beverly Willis Architecture Foundation. This is a tremendous resource. They have profiles on American pioneers in the field, and now they also have a podcast, which is really good. It's called New Angle Voice. It's like a 30-minute documentary in your ear about resilient women in your field. It's really great. You should give them a listen. Okay, let's be serious. I told you I have a history junkie problem. I could spend all day talking about different resources, but before I move on to number three, I will share with you names of books we use for our episodes. Our biggest resource in the print form is Women of Steel and Stone by Anna M. Lewis. This is a great book. It should live in all of your libraries. There's a lot of good information about 22 women, and the author, Anna, is so lovely, and you can tell when you're reading the stories in the book and all the information that she's passionate about sharing those stories. And we can relate to that at She Builds Podcast. So Women of Steel and Stone, great resource. Another book that I really like is Groundbreaking, Architecture by Women. This one has really great pictures. And you know how architects like pictures. All right, let's move on to three. Before I keep naming more and more resources, there's just too many. There's too many to talk about. But if you want to learn more about the resources, you can always visit our show notes on our website where we post all the links to all of our resources and all of our information pool. Okay, number three is meeting other people passionate about architecture and construction, especially other podcasters. So let me tell you, when we started this, I never imagined the community that existed and that would be so welcoming in the architecture podcast field. From the moment we announced we were starting our show in August 2020, Catherine Meng from Design Voice Podcast and Mark R. LePage from Entree Architect welcomed us into this community of architecture podcasters, and we were beyond ecstatic to be among such great shows. Later on, we met Evelyn Lee and Janine Chastain from Practice Disrupted, Aaron Peeby from Shared Space, Demetrius Lynch from Spaces Podcast, Kira Gold from Design the Future Podcast, Evan Troxell from Archie Speak, Jack Baldwin from By Design. And I'm not just naming names and podcasts. Legit, each of these people are out there producing great shows, and they also made time to meet with us, be our mentors, answer our questions, and provide support whenever we asked for it. They absolutely didn't need to do any of that, but they did it. And I love that. And I'm so grateful to them, to meet them, to hear their shows, learn from them has been really, really inspiring. I have to say, I've only met one of them in person, but hearing their shows and meeting them virtually, I have gained many, many different mentors all over the United States, and I'm super grateful for that. Last year, we joined Gable Media, which is a podcast network truly committed to building a better world. Every single one of their shows is about that, and I continue to learn more and be inspired every time I listen to a show. If you like architecture, technology, or entrepreneurship, I encourage you to give any of these shows a try. I'm sure you're going to find one that resonates with you and that you like as much as I do. Again, if you want to learn more, you can check out our website, shebuildspodcast.com, or reach out to us on social platforms, write us an email. We love to share what we know with you. So just let us know. I can hit you up with all the links. All right, moving on to number two. Well, I kind of touched number two when I was speaking of number three, but number two for me, it's the mentors we've picked up along the course of developing our show. Before starting Shebuilds Podcast, I thought a mentor was someone in your field who you met in person, who had more experience than you and guided you in your career. And they had to like check all these boxes. But this show has taught me a mentor doesn't even need to be alive to affect you in positive ways. Through Shebuilds Podcast, I've gained at least 45 mentors. Each lady has something to teach me and keep me pushing forward. Their struggles, their resilience resonates with me years later, and I love that. I really hope that's something you like as well. I hope that you find a mentor in Lena Bobardi, Charlotte Perriand, Emily Roebling, and all sorts of different mentors in all sorts of different places in your life. Okay, now, my number one favorite thing about She Builds Podcast is truly the time I get to spend with Jessica, Lizzie, and John. Jessica, Lizzie, and I live on three different coasts, on three different time zones, yet I know I'm going to spend my Friday and Saturdays with them. The weeks that I don't see them, I miss them. Then I get to spend time with John editing an episode while discussing baseball and current events. I mean, it's great. Honestly, I wish that I could share a project with all of my close friends. I wish I had all the time to do that because it really does bring us closer together to share passion, to create something, and really just to be in constant communication. I'm really lucky to have such good people and friends surrounding me and providing support in everything that I ask for and do. So, my birthday wish for you listening is that you get to surround yourself with people that you love, that support you, and that bring you a lot of joy. Your wonderful family and friends, I hope you get to spend as much time as possible with them. And that's it. That's my list of five of my favorite things about She Builds Podcast that I think will be useful and inspiring to you too. One more time, just for prosperity. Number five, feeding the history junkie, letting the nerd flag fly. Number four, finding resources. Number three, meeting inspiring podcasters. Number two, discovering new mentors and avenues of mentorship. And number one, spending time with people I care about. All right. Thank you so much for listening to my birthday episode. I hope you liked it. Feel free to wish me a happy birthday today, Sunday, June 26th, or a belated birthday whenever you hear this episode. I'm not kidding. I truly love celebrating another journey around the sun, and I will keep celebrating till the end of June or till forever and ever. Some people might call me extra, but I'm okay with that. And look out for season 6 coming in July. Remember that She Builds Podcast is a member of the Gable Media Podcast Network, and Gable Media is all about building a better world. Go ahead and visit gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com to find a show that resonates with you and that is going to make your day a little brighter. If you have time, please let us know what you think of our episodes and of our show. One of the best, most important ways you can support She Builds podcast is by telling your friends, giving us 5 stars on iTunes and Spotify, and writing us a nice review. It makes it so that other people can find our show and learn about amazing ladies with us, which is our ultimate goal. Our biggest goal is for Norma Merrick Skolarek, Florence Bell, and as many ladies as possible that we've talked about to be as well known and studied as Frank Lloyd Wright and Le Corbusier. So thank you very much for helping us close the information gap by listening to our show. You can always email us your thoughts at shebuildspodcast@gmail.com, leave a comment on our website at shebuildspodcast.com, or follow us and comment on Instagram and Facebook at shebuildspodcast and on Twitter at shebuildspod. All right, happy June 26th. Have a great day. Adios.
Hey there, architecture enthusiast. Nikita Reed here, inviting you on an incredible journey through time and space with my podcast, Tangible Remnants. Historic preservation and sustainability? Let's go ahead right now and debunk the myth that they are opposites. In fact, they are two sides of the same coin, shaping our collective future.
In a work environment, it has been challenging because I've had to probably do more than double just to make sure that I quote unquote fit in. But the environments that have allowed me to do me on the front end, I've been extremely successful.
You look at all these PhDs, they've built that on the backs of our elders.
Absolutely.
What they consider themselves to be experts at is what they've worked with us to achieve.
I know we have to. We have to prioritize people before products and before place.
Join me as we unravel the stories of historic buildings shaped by the people of a specific era and often influenced by race and gender. These tangible remnants are windows into our past and guideposts for the future. Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe now to Tangible Remnants. Let's explore the interconnectedness of architecture, preservation, sustainability, race, and gender.